We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Phase two. That's all we've been talking about. Phase two. When is phase two? Apparently, still on pause, at least for another day, because we had high hopes that it was going to be lifted today. We were going to get underway for all the businesses that were proposing all their plans. And we all expected to wake up to find out that all of our businesses were reopened. That's just simply not the case. More communication does need to be in effect here when it comes to our local government officials, Governor Cuomo, but still no word, really, at all.
Oh, wait, hold on. This just in from Governor Cuomo.
Monroe County has seen an uptick in numbers of recent cases, but health officials say it's totally explainable due to the metrics of the situation. We talked about it last week, how most of them were coming from like nursing homes and other things, and
sure,
no one was set to panic. I wish I had more information.
Same.
I really, really do.
I mean, we have heard that we're on the right track. We were warned by Bob Duffy that it might not be today. It might not be 2 weeks exactly. So we'll see. Soon, maybe.
Okay.
Eventually. I mean, I can guarantee you this. Phase two will happen sometime.
Eventually.
Yep. All right. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order that challenges liability protections currently granted to social media companies. He did this after Twitter said it would add a fact check warning to some of Trump's tweets. Quote, "If these protections were to go away, social media services would be far more aggressive in terminating accounts," like Trump says, one expert. Other experts doubt much can be done to limit these protections without an act of Congress. Either way, Trump and Twitter, they're fighting.
Trump and Twitter.
Which is weird because he loves Twitter.
He loves Twitter.
The thing you love the most.
They may or may not be in a toxic relationship.
It's definitely toxic.
So, I feel sad. And I do also feel kind of silly because there's so many other things going on and there's so much to be thankful for. But not to discredit everyone's feelings, because I know I'm not the only one feeling this way. This just in, last night, there will be no summer concerts at one of the biggest venues in our area. CMAC has actually, all of the scheduled performances that they had from artists have either canceled or postponed due to the pandemic. CMAC is rescheduling many of the 2020 shows for 2021 for next year. A lot of artists have already rebooked, featuring Thomas Rhett and others. But, I mean, anyone who purchased a ticket already to these summer shows will get an email from Ticketmaster to find out what the next step is when it comes to that. But especially growing up in this area, summers at CMAC are iconic, and they're one of the biggest things that a lot of people look forward
to.
Just really, it's really sad. And I know a lot of festivals and other things have been put the kibosh to,
and that's a huge bummer.
But is summer without summer concerts?
Yeah.
I don't know a world of that. And that might be like a first world problem, but.
Well, look, I know what you're saying. It's like, in the grand scheme of things, there's a lot worse things going on than concerts not happening. But with that said, I think it's kind of the way that we've been talking about how, you know, high schoolers should be handled.
Agreed.
You could be disappointed that prom isn't happening. It's okay to be disappointed that there's not going to be summer concerts. I mean, we're a music station, right? No one knows the importance of music. music more than we do, and it brings people together, and it's those memories, and just being out there for a summer concert, especially in CMAQ, is just... oh, it's such an incredible experience.
The vibe, so, yeah. And a lot of people who are live in this area have all attended at least one concert there. And it's just, it's a fun, fun time. No, it's an outlet that we use to really celebrate. And it's just sad that it won't be here this summer.
Plus, I think one of the things that really motivates a lot of people is always having something to look forward to. Right now, that's come off the table. So, bummer. Sad to see. Not surprised, certainly, but still sad. Right. And finally, in the Team PXY feed, I actually didn't realize this wasn't already a rule, but Governor Cuomo says he will sign an executive order that will allow private businesses to deny entry to customers who are not wearing a mask or face covering. The governor has stressed the use of face masks and coverings by the public as means to, of course, prevent the spread of the virus. He says the executive order will give owners of private businesses the authority to bar someone from entry if they do not have a mask or covering. Again, I thought this was already a thing. Didn't they already do this?
It didn't. Yes, there's, but I don't think it was
legally.
The hammer was brought down as hard as it is now.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And maybe it's a intimidation tactic for people that refuse to wear their masks like idiots. But
yeah, it doesn't seem to be, if that's the strategy, it doesn't seem to be working because now they've just been riled up all over again. I mean, when it comes down
to
it,
they're so triggered.
This shouldn't affect most of us because we've already been wearing our masks like we should be.
Right.
But for those, again, it's a minority. There are people out there that feel it's a violation of their rights and this and that, and it's stupid. They don't need it. Here's the thing. It doesn't hurt. So why don't you just do it? There's that.
Shrugs again. I wish people could see us.
This is the week of shrugs.
Yeah,
it really is. All right.
It is.
Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour. Again, maybe phase two tomorrow? Although an indication that perhaps by Monday, phase two will be in full swing. We'll say about that again around 8:30 or so. Up online. We need some good news. Definitely need some good news after some of the things we've been talking about today. If you want to see those stories, we've got them all highlighted for you. We gather them up, throw them into a blog at 98pxy.com, and you can take a look there right now. Also up at 98pxy.com, there's the mashup I talked about earlier. Kellogg's is mashing up Fruit Loops and another cereal that I don't know. It's one of those ones where it's going to go either way. It's going to be amazing or terrible. Can't really tell. You can check that out. And then a Tom Hanks update. Of course, Tom Hanks, one of the first celebrities to come down with COVID. If you want to get your Tom Hanks update, got that for you at 98pxy.com. Plus, jump in for today's 700 Sensible. I had a feeling this one was going to get passionate. We had a woman reach out to us who was standing in line when the woman in front of her actually got cut by someone in line. This guy came in, just boop, right ahead.
So this person who wrote in was just an innocent bystander.
They were standing behind the woman who lost her mind.
Okay.
So she did not want us to do Savage or Sensible, but cutting in line, because I think the majority of us will say you're a savage.
Right.
However, apparently the way this woman reacted, she considered it to be a, quote, freak out, freaking out on someone for cutting in line in front of you. Breezy and I both say it's savage to do that for very different reasons.
Yeah.
It seems like we might be in the minority for that, though. A lot of people saying sensible. You can jump in. 222-9800. Click PXY Save text line at 69822. And vote on that poll. 98pxy.com. We'll get back into it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.